Good morning. We're doing the laws of Shabbos. And we had learned last time that we have rabbinic mitzvot that revolve around the verse in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, honor Shabbos from doing your way on Shabbos. From here, Chazal say, your gait on Shabbos shouldn't be like your gait, like your walk on weekdays. Mimtzochev tzecha, from seeking out your own desires on Shabbos. Here, our sages told us you're not supposed to deal with your business on Shabbos. We discussed last week, you're not supposed to go for a walk down a street that only leads to your field, where it's very obvious you're just going to check out your field. Or an equivalent of that would be there's a parking lot where there's nothing else there but your car. Let's say the parking lot at Givat HaTachmoshet, or you're walking there and it's very obvious the only thing you're doing is checking up on your car on Shabbos. So that's included in the prohibition. Don't do your desires on Shabbos. You're not supposed to go check out your business or your mukta on Shabbos to make sure it's okay. V'daber davar, and be careful how you speak on Shabbos. So that's where we left off. And the first thing in this is that you're not supposed to tell someone to do something, to do work on your behalf on Shabbos. So that means if you bring in your car to the mechanic, you can't tell him, please fix this on Shabbos, I'm coming Matzei Shabbos to do it. So number one is, I cannot tell even a non-Jew to do something that's prohibited on my behalf on Shabbos. This is part of the prohibition of being careful how to speak with regards to Shabbos. What happens if... this is where we're up to. We'll pick up here. Let's say what you're asking him to do is something which he could do in a permissive way or in a prohibited way. It might be far-fetched for him to do it in a permissible way. And it could be unlikely that he'll do it in a permissible way. But it's possible, if I didn't tell him to do it in the way that's prohibited, just like Mimtzochev Tzecha, just like we said, if I'm walking down a road and that road leads to something else, and it could be I went for that other thing, so then I'm allowed to go down that road, even though I'll take a peek at my field as I'm going. It might not be right. I shouldn't be thinking about my field on Shabbos. But that doesn't fall under the heading of the prohibition of taking care of your needs on Shabbos. So too, if I ask, you bring it to the mechanic, and he could stay up all night and get the job done. It's rebuilding a motor. It's rebuilding a carburetor. It'll take him 12 hours. He might stay up all night Matzei Shabbos. It's unlikely. You don't expect him to do it, but you didn't ask him to do it on Shabbat. So then that's not prohibited because you didn't ask him overtly to do something on Shabbat. Let's say a person wants to ask someone for a ride to go with him, to take him to the airport after Shabbat. So you could ask him, are we going to go to the airport after Shabbat? Technically, you could walk together to the airport after Shabbat. You know that your intention is he should take you by the car, and he knows that, but you're not overtly discussing something that's prohibited, because it is also possible to go to the airport after Shabbat by foot. You didn't say, can you drive me to the airport after Shabbat? You said, can we go? Even though he understands you mean by car, and you understand you mean by car, you have not discussed something which is obviously prohibited. It's something which the intention is to do something which is prohibited on Shabbat, but that's not the only way in which it can happen. So that would be permissible to say on Shabbat. What you cannot discuss on Shabbat is you can't tell him how much is it going to cost. You know that we discussed the joke about Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, right? You guys remember the guy comes to the back of Shul? And he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, this isn't what we should talk about on Shabbos, but I hear your car's up for sale. Yeah, you guys remember it? Oh. So Reuven answers him. He says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, shouldn't be talking about it on Shabbos, but yeah. So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, how much are you asking? So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, 5,000. So he says, no, we shouldn't be talking about this on Shabbos, but I'll give you 4,500. So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, I'll think about it. He comes back 20 minutes later and he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, where are you holding? So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Kiret, it's already sold. You know, so that's, the people sometimes do that, and that's doesn't help to say nishtav Shabbos kiret. You know, we shouldn't be talking about this on Shabbos. So don't. So here also, if you tell the guy, can we go together Matzei Shabbos? You cannot discuss price. Chazal said specifically when the verse says mimtzochef tzecha, don't be dealing with your needs on Shabbos. Your needs meaning your business, whatever you plan on doing that's prohibited. But the needs of heaven you're allowed to discuss. That's why we fundraise on Shabbos. That's why we ask for donations. We ask for donations for Aliyot. We ask people to donate to important causes because that's not considered my needs. That's, so to speak, God's needs. That's that I'm allowed to discuss. Even money about that I'm allowed to discuss on Shabbat. Yeah. Right, but you're not going on Shabbos. Here we're discussing it on Shabbos.
You're discussing it on Shabbos.
I'm allowed to walk to the airport on Shabbos. There's no prohibition of standing in an airport. What? You're saying there's a problem of Tchum Shabbos. Yeah, you're right. From Kochav Yaakov, there's probably a problem with Tchum Shabbos. No, that's true. That's true. What? So that's where we said it might be unlikely, but so long as it's permissible, I haven't discussed something prohibited on Shabbos.
But you're just saying the prohibited action isn't it like relevant with the car or your field where you're checking up on your field where the walk that is, are you allowed to talk about the walk to the field or to the, you know, let's go walk to the field after Shabbos?
We'll get there. We're not yet up to that. Yes, you're allowed to say, do you want to walk with me? Because there's no prohibition in walking. I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos. So you're right, that to walk somewhere where I'm prohibited from walking, like out of Tum Shabbos, there I'm running into a problem. But to walk to the field is just because it's going to be obvious that I'm looking at my field on Shabbos, but technically I'm allowed to walk there. If I were not going, if it wasn't my field, it's permissible to walk there. If I wasn't going to check up on the field, if I was just going to clear my head, even though technically that leads nowhere, that road other than the field, that would be permissible. Because I'm not actively going to check up on my field. There's no prohibition of walking down that road. There's prohibition of walking down that road to check up on the field. So if I ask someone, would you want to walk down that road with me later today or tonight, even though my intention is to go there in order to check up on the field, that would be permissible. Okay, so the permission of dealing with heaven's needs, so to speak, on Shabbos is when it's necessary to do it on Shabbos, where you can't wait till after Shabbos, or you're not going to get the people together to talk to them after Shabbos. So then Chazal said it's permissible to discuss it on Shabbos. Let's say you have to go do a mitzvah on Matzei Shabbos. So Chazal said if you have to travel to do a mitzvah, you're allowed to start on Shabbos to go to the edge of the tchum as far as you can. Chazal say you have to go and save someone from not pikuach nefesh, but let's say you have to go get a challah for her wedding. You have to go pick up a chassan for his wedding. You're going for a mitzvah. So then Chazal said, where necessary, you're allowed to go that road until the as far as the tchum allows you. It's not pikuach nefesh. You cannot transgress Shabbos. But in terms of investing the effort on Shabbos, where we said, I wouldn't be allowed to go on Shabbos, and I'd say, I'm flying tonight, so I'll go wait at the closest I can be to El Al or to the car. You know, all the kids wait by the car, right? I'll wait right next to the car so that Matzei Shabbos I can just hop in and drive to the airport. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if I'm going for a mitzvah and I need that extra time, it's not pikuach nefesh. If it were pikuach nefesh, I could go on Shabbos. But I'm going for a mitzvah, so there I would be allowed to. I wouldn't be allowed to wait next to the car until, it's Matzei Shabbos, I can hop in. The next thing Chazal forbade, most people don't know about, and you might not be happy to know about, But it is a prohibition that people should know about, and that is what's called Shitrei Hedyotot. So the simple reading of Shitrei Hedyotot is don't go reading legal documents on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be reading things that involve business on Shabbos. So that means you wouldn't be allowed to look at your checkbook on Shabbos. You're not allowed to look at your phone bill on Shabbos. You're not allowed to even look at it. Yeah, even if you're not touching it. You have the electric bill hanging on the wall. You want to check where your electric meter is running. So why are we prohibited from looking at these weekday things on Shabbos? So one opinion says because it's part of not dealing with your needs on Shabbos. So here it looks like you're dealing with your weekday things. You're looking over your electric bill. You're going to look over the meter on Shabbos. Others say that there was a concern that if you're going to look at legal documents on Shabbos, you might come to fix them on Shabbos. You might say, oh, I got to change this word. You'll erase a word from it. You'll see a mistake on the date. You might forget it's Shabbos. You end up erasing a word or two. So two opinions as to why that's prohibited. Now, where does this come up? All over. This is one of those big prohibitions that people don't know about. Where this comes up is you're not supposed to look at ads on Shabbos. You know, you get all these newspapers or the Aloni Shabbat, and they have ads on the bottom. That's how they make money. So that's business. There I'm reading a document. I'm reading something that's trying to get me to buy something. I'm not supposed to do that on Shabbos. What? Yeah, most have ads. It's very rare that you find a Torah thing on Shabbos that doesn't have ads. That's how they fund it. But there's more. Chazal said you're not supposed to read from a list because we're scared you're going to come and mark things off the list. Now, that gets very difficult. Let's say you have a three-day Yom Tov, right? 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos back-to-back. You prepared a lot of food. You have guests. You want to remember which food you serve at which meal. If you have a list, Chazal said you can't read from that list because you might come to marking something off from the list. That's part of this idea. So we'll try to go one by one, and we'll continue Bezat Hashem next week. There were those who wanted to say that so long as you don't say it, so long as you don't audibly read the list, that's permissible. But we don't go with that. We go with that you're not supposed to read it, even if you're not going to read it out loud. Number one, that covers newspapers that have business. You're not supposed to read the classified section on Shabbos. We discussed other ads. And as far as lists, so we'll pick up with that Bezat Hashem next week. One of the tricks to that is to label the tins instead of writing a list. I mean, you get a permanent marker and you could label the tins. You could label, let's say, the silver foil that you're putting on top of the food. This is a potato kugel, meal one, first day Rosh Hashanah. Then it's not a list. You've labeled each item. The tricky part of that, what makes it difficult, is that sometimes you'll have a kugel in the back, which you mean to use the first day, or when you move things around, if you don't have a list, you can end up forgetting which items to look for. It involves a little bit more work. But we'll see other leniencies, Bezat Hashem, next week.